question has come up about what is there to say to people who are in a deep depression. It's very hard to talk to somebody who's in a depression because it often overwhelms them. And of course, a person in a depression doesn't want to be in a depression. So they want to be somewhere else. And you know, in a way, practically everybody I know is in depression of some sort. Of some sort. Because if you don't have anything that's depressed, then you're free, totally, utterly free. And when I say totally, utterly free, that's not the opposite of not being free. It's something else, free of everything. It's in an indescribable state. So in a way, we all have it to some degree, unless we are in this state. So depression. As I say so often, I don't really know anything. And I have these ideas that resonate with me and are confirmed in some way by things I've read mainly from the East. This is how it seems to me. Oh, now there's a whole story unfolding. So let's imagine we're all living in the future, of which there isn't, but we're living in the future. We're living in another dimension, and everything's totally different there. We're not against anything or anybody. We're supporting, we're loving, we're caring. And some of us keep having a reoccurring unpleasant situation. And no matter what anybody says, or how loving and supportive, it's still there. It's a contamination. We're not having as much fun as many of the people around us. And what we realize is, in this non-physical state, it's going to be very difficult to resolve this. And so, we decide to go back in time to a physical state. And it may well be that there are different levels of physical states, that there are some milder ones and more difficult ones. And us, me and you listening to this, have decided to come back to this illusion of dimension, which we call reality. We've decided to come here. And we've decided to come here to work through what we were not able to work through in the non-physical state. Now, this is what I'm leading to. I'm leading to the fact that every experience we have is an experience we need to have. We volunteered for it. But in order to volunteer for it, we've had to forget where we were. Because if we remembered where we've really come from, we wouldn't take this one seriously at all. So we wouldn't work through anything. And then when we died, we'd go back there and we'd be stuck with it again. So, here we are, having the experiences that we volunteered for. We need to have. And the more intense it is, of course, the more difficult it is for us to say yes to it. And I'm suggesting, say yes. Yes to everything you're experiencing in that very moment. Say yes to the fact that you don't want the experience, of course. And yes to the fact you are having the experience. What I'm suggesting is, it's not a coincidence that you're having this experience. And listen, it's not somebody else's fault. It doesn't matter if it looks like they cheated you, they did this, they did that. No, no, no. Thank them very much for giving you the experience you came here to have. So what to do with depression? Experience it. Now, this is what's probably going to happen. If you are one of these rare people that say yes to having the experience you're having unconditionally in this very moment, this is what's likely to happen. It's going to get worse. When you say yes, you see, the depression you're having is only a fraction of the depression that's there because you're trying so hard to avoid it. And, you know, as I said, we've all got a level of it and we all try to avoid it. We do it through drinking and drugs and getting involved in this and that and sex and anything not to feel exactly what we're feeling now without any outside diversion. Back to your depression. Experience it and it'll get worse. Because you're only experiencing the surface of it. Say yes, unconditionally, even if I die. Jesus says, unless you die, you won't be reborn. Yes. And the depression will get worse. You'll go down and down and deeper and deeper. And then suddenly, you're at the bottom. Click. It's like being in a whirlpool in a river. You go down and down and down. It gets narrower and narrower and narrower. It gets faster and faster and faster. And then the stillness, the peace, it's done. If you do that, even though it's such an unpleasant experience, you won't believe how easy it is. And somehow, it's so easy, you'll feel as though it's a blessing. It's a gift. You didn't earn it. It just came to you. And it's possible that, probable, that you are blessed. You may feel alone, and there's no such thing as alone. We're all connected. You, we are, in some way, supported. Go to the depth of that experience, it'll dissolve. And then maybe another one, in different forms. Unconditional yes. And you'll keep, let's use an old-fashioned word, purify. Clear, clean. And then things get better and better. And so good you can't imagine it could possibly get better. And it does. We could say, just to suggest to you, that you are loved. That there is, say, beings who are not in their bodies, who are loving, supporting you, and very thankful that they've gone through that stage already. Loving you, caring for you, supporting you, helping you, guiding you to situations that you need, even although they're unpleasant, that's love. And we could go beyond that. And this is very difficult to comprehend. There is only love. That's all there is. Everything that happens, everything that's said to you, everything is love. It is for us. Listen, there's no such thing as againstness. We could say it's all for us, but it isn't for and it isn't against. It's just is the maximum potential of every single moment. Listen again, every single moment. So the suggestion is, be here in this moment. Whatever the situation, even if it looks inevitable you're going to die, be there with an unconditional yes. And enjoy the ride. Even if you fall off the top of a very tall cliff, Enjoy yourself on the way down. It's wonderful that you are flying for a while. I mean, it's in a vertical direction, but still, there you are, weightless for a while. Yes. Unconditional yes. And suddenly you start feeling the blessing. And then we get another barrier. We get the barrier is, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough to have all these blessings, to feel this good. You need to watch that as well. Let that dissolve. And it just gets better and better. Back to your depression. At least look at the possibility that this is a process for you to be free and feel beyond what you can imagine feeling. It's worth a try, isn't it? Bye for now.